Hey everyone, I'm Leah Jacobson, and if you use essential oils, you've come to the right place. As a certified clinical aromatherapist with over a decade of experience, I'll be guiding you with practical information without learning complicated chemistry. This will ensure that you and your family stay safe while enjoying the benefits of essential oils. Enjoy season 4 of the podcast as we read through my latest book, Using Essential Oils Safely. Now let's get started. Hey everyone! I get a lot of questions about boosting the immune system around this time of year, especially, and how essential oils can contribute. Now, essential oils there are some that are antiviral, and they are perfect for killing viruses in the body and in the air. When diffused into the air, the essential oils can kill the virus on contact and prevent you from getting sick, and there's some science behind this. But although essential oils are supportive of the immune system, they don't boost the immune system. So they will support, they can kill germs on contact, whether inhaled or whether used in a hand sanitizer. But what you want to do is look to herbal remedies like elderberry for consuming and for helping boost the immune system, along with proper rest, hydration, and good nutrition. Sugar and caffeine both can suppress the immune system for hours. So why elderberry? So as a certified herbalist, yes, I have that training too. Elderberry is my number one go-to for viruses and colds, as it has been shown to reduce symptoms and length of illness. I actually had a cold 2 weeks ago, and I was only down for like a day, and it definitely shortened the duration of my common cold. Elderberries are the best things to have around during cold and flu season. Taking a teaspoon a day can ward off illness, and a tablespoon a day can help your body bounce back from illness more quickly. You can make your own very easily, and I will share my recipe with you shortly. Now, here is a quote that a clinical trial published in 2004, and there are much more updated clinical trials by now, but this showed a tablespoon of elderberry extract given to flu patients 4 times daily recovered an average of 3.1 days compared to 7.1 days for those given a placebo. So beyond boosting your immune system, elderberries are anti-inflammatory, they have anti-cancer compounds, and for those of you following ORAC ratings, ORAC stands for Oxygen Radical Absorbance Capacity, elderberries top the list with a rating of 147, and blueberries are only a 62. Elderberries contain antioxidants, vitamin C, vitamin A, calcium, potassium, magnesium, iron, phosphorus, copper, B vitamins, and more. So here is my recipe. I just wanted to say first that pediatricians recommend waiting until your baby is at least 12 months old before introducing honey because it may contain spores of bacteria that can cause botulism. If giving to a child less than 12 months, omit the honey. I personally do not make it with honey anyways. When using honey, raw honey obtained locally is going to be best, especially if you have allergies. This recipe is safe for children, pregnancy, and breastfeeding women. This recipe does not contain essential oils. This is not the place to add them. Elderberries contain lots of antiviral compounds and vitamins without adding potentially irritant and blood-thinning essential oils to the mix. So step one, you want to bring to a boil 2 cups of water, and then you want to add to the water 1/2 cup dried elderberries and a cinnamon stick, 5 whole cloves, and a tablespoon of freshly grated ginger. And don't worry, I'm going to give you a link to where you can actually download and print this recipe at the end. Step two is let it come back to a boil and then turn down and simmer approximately 25 minutes or until the liquid is reduced by half. This is called a decoction. Remove from the heat. Using a mesh strainer, strain into a bowl. Using the back of a spoon, press down on the berries until you can squeeze out as much of the liquid as you can. Transfer the berries, etc., back to your saucepan for phase two, which is optional. If using honey, add 2 tablespoons of honey to your elderberry decoction now while the extract is still warm, but not hot as you want to retain the properties of the raw honey, stirring until it has melted into the elderberry liquid. Adding more honey makes it sweeter and gives it a thicker consistency like a syrup, but I prefer to omit sugars when sick, or at least limit them. Hence, syrup is not in the title, or it is in quotes. Optional second decoction. Back to the berries. Not one to waste, I did boil another 2 cups of water and went through the process again with the same berries, and I do this a lot. This time I let it boil a few minutes and then I covered my saucepan with a lid and let it sit for a couple of hours. I did not add additional honey, but I poured it into my 1/2 liter Fido along with the first batch. So you may be wondering, how much do you take? So as a preventative, take a teaspoon a day. When actively sick, a tablespoon a day or a tablespoon every 3 hours will help reduce symptoms and the duration of your illness. You really can't overdo it. The worst that can happen is loose stools when you take too much, and then you know you need to back down. To store your elderberry syrup, in quotes, I poured mine into a 1/2 liter Fido jar and moved to the fridge. A mason jar is also a good choice. Mine made about 1 cup of total liquid. This elderberry syrup will keep for a couple of weeks and up to a month, but not being as potent, since fresh is best, try to consume what you have and make a fresh batch every 1 to 2 weeks. If you don't want to make it yourself, you can find more information in the link that I'm going to share, but I do have a couple of links to the Sambugard by Dr. Dunner that I'm linking to here in this article, or combined with Echinacea, you can find a different one by Sambugard as well. Sambucol is another great brand. There's a few of them out there. I do recommend using the one with Echinacea when actively sick, and then the regular kind as a preventative. Note that Echinacea, not elderberry, should only be used when sick and not as a preventative, and can be problematic for those with compromised immune systems. You may have heard that the coronavirus can be worse if taking immune system boosters, and therefore taking elderberry will make it worse, but there is no evidence that elderberry causes a cytokine storm. Elderberry is antiviral, and taking it can help prevent our bodies from getting sick, as well as shorten the duration of an illness. I am personally taking more, not less. More information on herbs like elderberry for immunity from expert herbalist Rosalie de la Forêt is in the article as well, and it's called Herbs for Immunity. So in order to find all of this information that I was reading off to you from the Learning Center, you can go to leahjacobson.com. Then you can click on the Learning Center. It is our free membership. All you have to do is register to access. This allows humans in and the Facebook robots and other robots out, because some of the things that I'm saying here, hopefully, going live here on Facebook is not going to be triggered as much as if, you know, it would be when I'm typing it out, but they do listen to everything I say too. So all of this stuff can be found inside of the membership, the Learning Center. Again, if you just go to leahjacobson.com, along with a ton of other information. So you can download the recipe by logging into the Learning Center and clicking on the menu where it says elderberry recipe. And then you can read off all of the information that I just read off to you. And then you can click the button that says download Leah's elderberry syrup, in quotes, recipe. And I hope that is helpful. And if you have any questions, please don't hesitate to reach out. This is Leah Jacobson, empowering you to use essential oils safely. I hope you learned something new today. Tell a friend about our podcast so they can learn too. All episodes are available at leahjacobson.com/podcasts. To get a signed copy of my book or to access the course, which contains even more information, jump on over to my website, leahjacobson.com/book or /course, for those resources.